Blog Talk Radio.
This is Black Noise Radio, and we are here in the lab getting it together. I am changing this format here. This is the most successful show I've ever done. And over the last 30 days, the listenership is through the roof. We're going to expand to 2 hours. And we're going to be able to explore all types of jazz here that is really just sitting here on deck waiting to be explored again. The beauty of jazz is it's timeless, so that's one of the reasons I like it so much. We have to continue to use these protocols in the best way to move our visions forward. I know that we often speak of change, but we don't affect change, nor do we change. So with that, today is a normal broadcast, 30 minutes, and then we're going to look at probably tomorrow starting something a little more significant.
Out on the trees, that strange road, blood on the leaves. Black body swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the smell of burning flesh. Here is a foot for the cold luck, for the rain together, for the wind to stop. For the sun to rise, for the trees to dry. Here is a strange and bitter cry. Oh.
1972. He was a medicine man, and as a medicine man, no man had sodomized traditional spiritual weddings and many other things. Over the years, he has participated in the creation of many community center projects. He is a warrior hero, ceremonial chief, and artist who has also become a historian. He lectures on the history and relationships of Africans in what is called Turtle Island, and he'll tell you more about that. I can't pronounce the name, so I'll let you tell our listeners the real way of pronouncing it. The long reaching land. So, welcome back to our show, Brother Nomad Winterhawk. We're glad to have you back.
Warrior Chief. Brother Nomad.
Yeah, Warrior Chief. Okay. Well, thank you, Lord. Warrior Chief, thank you very much.
Pretty honored to be here.
Yeah, so on this day, a lot of things going on this day, May Day, May 1st. There's a lot of demonstrations as it relates to immigration. And so we thought we would start our interview by asking you to give us an inhabitant's perspective on this whole issue and idea of immigration, and tell us a little bit about your story as well.
Thank you very much, Brother Mike.
You're welcome.
There are so many different aspects of your question. I'd like to start with something that for us is very important. We say that there's two great laws. The first law is everything is born a woman. The second is nothing should be done. It will harm the children inside or outside of us. And so when I speak about your question, I'm keeping these things in mind. Everything's born of woman means this. It means you ask yourself three questions in life, in all situations. Is what I'm doing giving life to myself? Is what I'm doing giving life to others? And when I complete what I'm doing, will I leave life behind me? So to speak about early inhabitants here in the Americas, I have to start giving you a few different chronologies so that you can begin to understand who was where and when. Most people know about early history, know that our life on our planet began on the continent of Africa between the Tropic of Capricorn and the Tropic of Cancer. Our life, insects, animals, plants, humans. And we initiated that process about 230,000 BC. We divided into six different genetic variations at minus 200,000 BC. I will take you across to the Americas just for a moment before I come back and speak about some of the other groups, which were phenotypes that began when Africans left Africa, went into Asia, and they stabilized. European phenotypes existed at minus 18,000 BC. Asiatic Oriental phenotypes existed at minus 8,000 BC. So now going into America, and you're wondering about the inhabitants there. One of the stories that remains in my mind often is what Dr. Leakey did when he came to the Painted Desert here in California. He went to a dig site in the desert where they found different things under the ground that were indications that early humans were here, possibly around minus 200,000 BC. That's, very interesting. Then let's say 1999, 97, they were building a freeway down in San Diego, and they found a mammoth. Well, interesting, mammoth.
Heard about that.
The elephant. Mm-hmm. So they went, they started digging around, they found some of the bones, and the bones had been broken. And as they kept digging, they found some round rocks that were used to crack the bones. And in the inside of the bone, they found these scratch marks that were used by the people who opened up the mammoth to recover the skin, to recover the meat. And this was about 130,000 BC. So, taking you up to modern times, above the Amazon in South America, there are groups of people who were there 54,000 BC. They come up to North Carolina, a topper at another dig site, 51,000 BC. You go up to Virginia, another dig site, goes back as far as maybe 22,000 BC, but at least 19,000 BC. to various parts of the Americas. We have very, very old sites where there were humanity living. Much of this humanity was called Paleolithic Indians. It's a strange term, but I'll explain a little bit why. When Christopher Columbus was crossing the ocean, he was looking for India.
Right.
So the original inhabitants and much of the laws, the early information and definitions about early inhabitants, they were called people from India, not inhabitants of the Americas. And if you think about the idea that's promoted, 12,500 BC.
All right, folks, that's part of a series that I'm going to be playing. I've played some of that on the Marty Smith Show. Excellent knowledge, but we need to take a musical break with Marvin Gaye. Sparrow.
I used to hear a sparrow singing, baby. Oh, but one day as I went along, I didn't hear a song. But I know a sparrow should sing on such a morning in spring. Oh, sparrow, why don't you sing to me, oh sparrow, come around. Come around, why don't you come around? Sing about a melody, oh melody, about the things you see. Anything you want to sing about, just sing it on out now, sing it on out. Let the world know what life's all about. Sing little sparrow, sing. Sing little sparrow, sing. Oh, about the troubles you're in, places you've been, you can sing, I know it. Don't you try to pretend, but sing while you hear, sing along, my dear. Let me hear, so don't you be too cold. Sing, little sparrow, sing. I want you to sing, little sparrow. God above, sing sparrow,
Jazz, Marvin Gaye, Sparrow. This track here, this is very underrated. Marvin Gaye, folks don't know that Marvin Gaye had a home studio, just like me. His contract was such, and in his personal situation, he just produced, sort of like Tupac. Just go in the lab and produce. But I believe this is off the Hear My Dear album, which was to his wife, Anna.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
right, that's the Latin Jazz Giants. And believe it or not, that was a rehearsal. I hate to hear what it sounds like once they get it all together. I mean, good Lord, that's so fat to me. Huh. You know, as I told you, Black Noise Radio is changing. We're moving to two-hour format. We may do this as early as tomorrow. I will see what is the best way, but we probably, by Monday, will be in a two-hour format. So, 2 hours of jazz, salsa, Latin jazz, African. I won't get into everything. Soca, merengue, you name it, rumba, aruba. I'm going to play so much stuff, y'all going to be like, huh, we just need a break. We don't even need to go to work for the next 2 hours, from noon to 2. As you know, we launched Black Noise Sounds at 2 p.m. That worked out pretty well. It just kind of erupted because Bob Parlocha was on my mind because I hadn't checked in with K-Jazz and dealt with that jazz scene. I'm doing my own thing, and Bob Parlocha is the guy who inspired me to do my own thing. He's was a premier jazz disc jockey, although he is rest in peace. So we talked about that yesterday on Black Noise Sound as well as Black Noise Radio. I need to deal with the business of radio business, and so for the next 24, 48 hours, that is where my focus will be, and then we will resurface with our two-hour situation, which I hope will be tomorrow. If we can't do it tomorrow, we will certainly be here with our 30 minutes. Black Sounds Radio, 2 p.m., Black Noise Sounds. Oh, but good Lord. Blah, 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 blah. You see? I'm too excited. Black Noise Sounds, 2 p.m. Okay, folks? Yesterday we did the Bob Parlocha mix, and it was quite nice. He only played 3 songs, and you know, jazz, you know, you're going to get a 10, 15-minute song. So this is one of the reasons we're moving to all that time. Sade, live.
Yeah. Black Noise Radio.